We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yourself and the people you care about most at Kroger.com/flu. Your people are our people.
Hey there, as you're driving right now, take note of the vehicle in front of you. Are you a safe distance behind? Are you approaching too fast? Can you stop in time if a collision is about to happen? There's a lot to keep track of in order to drive safely. That's where the 2020 Chevy Equinox can help you with automatic emergency braking with forward collision alert, now standard on all 2020 Equinox models. Right now, get the 2020 Chevy Equinox with $4,750 cash allowance plus current competitive owners. Get an additional $750 cash allowance. See your Mid-South Chevy dealers. Driver is responsible for operating the vehicle in a safe manner at all times. Certain conditions may affect feature performance. See owner's manual for important limitations and information. Excludes L models. Must be a current owner of a 2006 model year or a newer non-GM vehicle for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 11-2-2020. Visit Jim Kara Chevrolet today.
Order. Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order.
And right now, earn 100,000 bonus miles when you spend $20,000 in your first year.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
I'm here. My name is Gary Parish, speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day just as best you can.
Well, Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
Now, hope you're ready for what could be the final Major League Baseball game of the season of the year 2020. Game 6, Rays Dodgers, scheduled to start in roughly 3 hours. You'll be able to watch it on Fox. The Dodgers are favored to win tonight and secure their first World Championship since 1988. But the Rays have already won 2 elimination games so far this postseason, so not the easiest team to put away. A lot of numbers, interesting stuff connected to tonight's Game 6 World Series. We'll talk about it here in just a second. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:20, Bruce Feldman is going to join me. He's a college football reporter for Fox Sports. Also has a new book published today. It focuses on LSU coach Ed Orgeron. It's called Flip the Script, Lessons Learned on the Road to a Championship. You can buy it anywhere you buy books, including Amazon. Bruce Feldman going to join me in the next segment. When I finish that, I'll take a break, come back, do 4 notable stories, 4:44, at which point I will discuss 4 previously undiscussed stories. Among them, Bennett said yesterday trying to give credit where credit's due. Bennett said yesterday he didn't think the Bears would be able to do anything offensively against the Rams on Monday Night Football. And boy, was he ever right. What a horrific night for Nick Foles and everybody involved. I can't imagine what it must be like to be a Bears fan and watch that. Like, I'm not even a Bears fan, and I was, like, mad at them.
Yeah, it would make me sick, especially you got a defense like that.
Just score every once in a while. Just, like, look like you might score.
I mean, kick some field goals, anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
My God. We'll get into Monday Night Football around 4:44. CBS Sports published their All-America teams for college basketball earlier today. No American Athletic Conference players on it. Only one SEC player on it. I'll tell you the person I got left off from the SEC that I think should be on there, and I hope to be right about it when this season concludes. We'll do that a little later on this hour. College game day going to originate November 14th from Augusta National in advance of the third round of the Masters. That's an awesome idea. Should be executed well. Get into that just before 5 o'clock. And Kim Kardashian has returned from her 40th birthday party, which was held on a private island in Tahiti.
Do I know?
Kanye West did not accompany her to her birthday party on a private island.
You got some inside info or something?
No, I don't. I just read websites.
I got you.
I read Hollywood and celebrity websites all day long.
I do too.
TMZ, E Online, MTO News. That one's a little wild. They got some wild stuff on there.
Yeah, yeah.
They got some, like, 2 days ago, I'm watching Hunter Biden smoke crack on a video.
Yeah, that one's a little crazy for me.
They got some wild stuff on there. But either way, is it a sign of trouble in paradise? We'll discuss during Four Notable Stories, 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go. Get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to. But I wanted to start with 2020 World Series. Game 6 scheduled for tonight. Tampa Bay Rays, Los Angeles Dodgers. L.A., of course, leads the series 3-2 after Sunday night's win. So this is a closeout game for the Dodgers. They will start Tony Gonsolin on the mound, then turn it into a bullpen game, I'm certain. Blake Snell, 2018 Cy Young Award winner, gets the ball for the Rays. First pitch set for 7:08. Dodgers are listed at -130 favorites. You can watch it on Fox 13 here in Memphis. Bennett, did you realize that these teams have alternated wins every game?
I didn't realize that.
I don't think I'm aware, but I didn't make mental note of it until I read today. Game one, Dodgers win at 8-3. Game two, Rays win at 6-4. Game three, Dodgers win at 6-2. Game four, Rays win at 8-7. Game five, Dodgers win at 4-2. So we have alternated. Nobody's won two in a row in this series. Does that trend continue tonight? If so, it'll result in a Tampa Bay win and a game seven tomorrow night. Bennett, since you were so right about the Bears' offense yesterday, does the trend continue tonight? Do we continue to alternate wins resulting in a Tampa Bay win in Game 6?
I'm going to say yes.
You're going to say yes. That would mean a Game 7.
Yeah, it's been a great series, and I think Tampa Bay is just – I mean, that's a special thing what they're doing over there. So, yeah, I think they get it done. I think we get a Game 7.
There is a part of me that wants – Tampa Bay to win tonight so that we get a Game 7, like Game 7 World Series tomorrow night. That sounds like a fun way to spend a Wednesday night. There's another part of me that just wants the Dodgers to knock this thing out, mostly so Clayton Kershaw can get his first World Series title and remove himself from a list that he sticks out on. And I'll share some of those facts with you in a moment. But one thing to watch tonight is whether or not the Rays score first. Now, obviously, scoring first in a sports competition is always preferable. It's always a good thing. You know, baseball game, football game, basketball game. It's never like a bad thing to score first, but it's especially an awesome thing for Tampa Bay, or at least it has been this season. They are 31-7 this season when they score first, and that is the best such record in Major League Baseball. And if you're trying to score first, having Tony Gonsolin on the mound opposite you for the Dodgers, that's the way to go because he has been awful this postseason. Mm-hmm. He was good in the regular season. Got 8 starts, 2.31 ERA, 0.84 whip. Good in the regular season. He's been terrible in this postseason. He's pitched three times so far. Three times. He pitched October 13th against Atlanta. This is the Dodgers starting pitcher tonight that I'm talking about. He pitched October 13th against the Braves. Went 4 1/3, 3 hits, 5 earned runs. Comes back, pitches against Atlanta again on October 18th. Goes two innings, two hits, two earned runs. Comes back last Wednesday, pitches against Tampa Bay, only lasts 1 1/3 inning, gives up a hit. It was a home run. He allows that one earned run. Took him 29 pitches to get four outs, and then they removed him. So in this postseason, the Dodgers' starting pitcher tonight has a 9.39 ERA. Nine strikeouts, seven walks. He's given up three homers in 7 2/3 innings pitch. So I'm not necessarily surprised that Dave Roberts is going back to him. The guy does have good stuff. And if you're using Dustin May out of the bullpen like you did on Sunday night, you obviously can't bring him back here. Walker Buehler is ready to go for a game seven if you need him. Clayton Kershaw pitched game five. Reyes is not available to start. So I understand starting Gonsolin, but and then turning it over to the bullpen, which is what they will do. Like, I wouldn't expect Gonsolin to go more than two or three innings. Like, if you can get him, two or three innings. But if you're Tampa Bay, you got to feel good about this. This is a guy who was good in the regular season, presumably will be good going forward. But in this postseason, on the biggest stage baseball can provide, the Dodgers starting pitcher tonight, he has not delivered. He has not been good at all. That's a advantage Tampa Bay, even if the Dodgers are still favored to win the game. If you want the Dodgers to win the World Series, which I do, I mean, not as badly as like I would want the Grizzlies to win an NBA title or the Mets to win a World Series, but like picking between these two teams, like I like Clayton Kershaw. I like Mookie Betts. I like a big branded franchise, you know, breaking a long streak of no championships. They haven't won one since the famous Kirk Gibson World Series back in 1988. If you want the Dodgers to win the World Series and you also want Clayton Kershaw to win MVP of the World Series and at least on some level put that whole playoff Kershaw thing in the past, you probably do need LA to win tonight, because if they lose tonight, Walker Buehler comes back for game seven. And if he shoves in a game seven and the Dodgers win, then Buehler probably is the MVP.
Yeah.
At least if we're picking between pitchers, Buehler is probably the MVP. It could obviously be Corey Seager's or probably we're picking between those three guys. But if you want it to be Kershaw, you probably need the Dodgers to go ahead and knock this out tonight and not let Walker Buehler get another start. Because if Walker Buehler gets another start, Dodgers win game seven, there's a decent chance, not good chance, that Buehler's two starts will be better than Kershaw's two starts. But Kershaw has been good in this postseason, and if he does get the MVP, if the Dodgers win the World Series, especially tonight, it will not be undeserved. I mean, he's 4-1 in this postseason with a 2.93 ERA. He hasn't always been good in the playoffs. He has been good in these playoffs. 4-1, 2.93 ERA, 37 strikeouts, just five walks. In the World Series, he's 2-0 with a 2.41 ERA, 14 strikeouts, just three walks. And this, more than any other reason, what I'm about to tell you, is why I want the Dodgers to go ahead and knock this out. Not just the Dodgers to win a World Series, but I'd like to see Clayton Kershaw win a World Series. I am perhaps in the minority. I root for greatness. We've talked about this before. I root for greatness. So I want Tiger Woods to win every golf tournament because I want him to be as great as he can be. I root for LeBron James because I want him to be as great as he can be. I want the greats to be great. And Clayton Kershaw is one of the all-time greats. And yet, a bullet point of his career has been A, postseason failures, and B, he has yet to win a World Series. He is one of 10 pitchers, Clayton Kershaw, that has at least three Cy Young Awards. Only 10 people in the history of the sport have won at least three Cy Young Awards. Jacob DeGrom will someday be the 11th. I hope. He's the only one, Clayton Kershaw, who hasn't won a World Series. 10 different guys have won at least three Cy Youngs. Nine of them have also won World Series. Clayton Kershaw is the only one who hasn't. Clayton Kershaw is one of 10 pitchers in Major League Baseball history to lead the league in ERA
at least four times. He's done it five. He is the only one of those 10 pitchers who hasn't won a World Series. And Clayton Kershaw is one of 10 pitchers in Major League Baseball history to win the MVP, not just the Cy Young, but also the MVP award. He is the only one of those 10 who hasn't won a World Series. So his individual accomplishments place him in a very small category of people. Not just Hall of Famers, but the best of the best Hall of Famers. At least three Cy Young Awards, leading the league in ERA at least four times, winning an MVP in addition to a Cy Young. Only 10 pitchers have done each of those things in Major League Baseball history, literally every one of them, except Clayton Kershaw, has also won a World Series. So as somebody who roots for greatness, I know Clayton Kershaw will have nothing to do with this game tonight. He will sit in a dugout. He will have a mask on. He will never set foot on the field to compete. But if the Dodgers win tonight, Clayton Kershaw is a World Series champion. And then all of these little asterisks connected to his career, really the one, hadn't done this thing. It's no longer there. He will someday retire as one of the greatest pitchers of all time, who also, yes, won a World Series. And the Dodgers just have to win one of the next two games, either tonight or tomorrow night, to make that happen. As I pointed out earlier, Tampa Bay is 2-0 in elimination games this postseason. They beat the Yankees in a Game 5 of the ALDS 2-1. Then they went to a Game 7 against the Astros in the ALCS. They won that game 4-2. So they're not easy to put away. Fun game tonight. I'm looking forward to it. First pitch is now, a little less than 3 hours away. You'll be able to watch it on Fox 13. When we come back, Bruce Feldman, longtime college football reporter, now working at Fox Sports. He has a new book out that published today. It's called Flip the Script, Lessons Learned on the Road to a Championship. It focuses on the career of LSU coach Ed Orgeron. Bruce Feldman is going to join me next. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's time to play Jackpot Justice. That's right. If you can't make it to the casino, we have Jackpot Justice election style. Percy Lynchard wants to be on the Mississippi Supreme Court. He has a long history of getting big bucks from his Jackpot Justice cronies. $40,000 from Mississippi trial lawyers. $20,000 from Democratic mega donors. Lynchard would risk bringing Jackpot Justice back to Mississippi. Fortunately, we have a conservative alternative, Mississippi Supreme Court Justice Josiah Coleman. He's a conservative and experienced judge, a fair-minded man who understands hard work. Coleman lives on a farm, has served as a volunteer firefighter, and bagged groceries and washed dishes to help pay for his education. When it comes to the Mississippi Supreme Court, reject Jackpot Justice. Vote conservative, vote Coleman. Justice Josiah Coleman for the Mississippi Supreme Court. Paid for by Improved Mississippi PAC. Derek Easley, Treasurer. Not approved by any candidate.
This pandemic has taken away many things. It's robbed us from our day-to-day, kept us from our work and play, and erased our views of regular, standard, and normal. But it's taught us a lot as well, including what and who matters most. That's why it's more important than ever to help protect your loved ones from the flu this season. Make a flu shot appointment for yourself and the people you care about most at Kroger.com/flu. At Kroger Health, we believe that your people are our people.
You've heard of the Carpenter Art Garden, right? And all the wonderful things it does for the underprivileged young people in Binghamton? Well, now the Carpenter Art Garden hires kids from the neighborhood as staff. That's due in part to a grant from Triumph Bank. And this summer, a group of volunteers from Triumph Bank will be working with the Carpenter Art Garden to teach a 6-week course on financial education and literacy. Think about all the things you know that you take for granted. How to set up a checking account, how to use a debit card, how to budget, and how to save. Triumph Bank understands it's impossible to build any kind of financial future without these basic skills. So they've put together a team of volunteers, which includes the CEO of the bank, Will Chase, by the way, to make sure the kids at the Carpenter Art Garden have the knowledge and the access that they need. That's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, and that's how the people at Triumph Bank treat everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
T-Mobile for Business knows saving time and money is important for your business. That's why we're introducing Microsoft 365 on Us, now included in our best business plans. With Office apps, Microsoft Teams, cloud storage, and more, Microsoft 365 on Us gives you the tools you need to run your business. Stop by a T-Mobile store today. Qualifying plan required. Contactless to activate. One license per line. Max 2 per account. Third-party terms apply. See T-Mobile.com for plan details.
Enjoy Mexican cuisine with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 to margaritas. From downtown to Atoka, there's a margaritas near you. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking at the gram and I don't even like lights. I was screaming at my daddy, told me it ain't Christ-like. I was screaming at the referee, just like Mike. Looking for a bright light. Seagull,
Monday Night Football was something to see. The Chicago Bears, like, had an entire offense out there, could not score ever. Unbelievably bad performance from Nick Foles and everybody who works with Nick Foles. We will get into that in the next segment. Jeff Cock is going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. But right now, been covering college football for a long, long time. His name's Bruce Feldman, and he's got a new book out. Published today, number one best-selling book on Amazon.com when it comes to books about coaches. It's called Flip the Script, Lessons Learned on the Road to a Championship. You can buy it anywhere you buy books, including Amazon.com. Please make Bruce Feldman the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
First, Bruce, I told you privately, let me tell you publicly, congrats on the publication of this book. I've never written a book, and I doubt that I ever will because it sounds painful. But I imagine it must feel really good on the day that it publishes, particularly when it, by all accounts, is doing well.
It does feel good. Thank you, Gary. It's obviously crazy to do a book this year because with everything going on, but it was an interesting project. I mean, going back, and you and I go back pretty far, I had done a book, Meat Market, 14 years ago, and it did pretty well, and I think it was mostly fly-on-the-wall access to go inside of a program. And I would get asked pretty much ever since that book came out, you got to do a sequel to Meat Market. And I just didn't think the situation would lend itself to doing that. I didn't think I had the energy to go do that kind of book again. But, you know, it made a lot of sense. Last year I went down to Baton Rouge because I had heard Ed Ogeron, who was basically the center character in Meat Market, had really raved to me about this offensive assistant coach he had hired, Joe Brady. And so I went to see that, and I watched practice, and I came away thinking, man, these guys are really good. I think they have a chance to be a playoff team. Now, I didn't think they would win a national title, but when I came back from there, I was just blown away by how much different his organization was and everything else. And I started working on a book proposal then. And then after they beat Alabama, that book idea got more momentum, and then, you know, here we are. I mean, it was fascinating because there was a lot of stuff. Obviously, I had covered Ogeron, but this book, he had gotten approached by some publishers who wanted to do a leadership book and a motivational book based on him. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, well, what am I going to learn from him? What am I going to find out that I already know? And because I think in part because of the pandemic and because he really did not have a football team to coach day in and day out, have practices and all that, you know, the grinding that goes with being a head coach in college football in the SEC, he was very open to have these long conversations for 20 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour about everything on his path there. And so this is as close to a sequel of Meat Market as I'm going to get.
So Meat Market is published in 2007. That was obviously 13 years ago. A lot of people change in a 13-year span. I'd like to think I'm vastly different, at least in some positive ways, than I was 13 years ago. You saw Ed Orgeron in 2006, 2007. You've been around Ed Orgeron now. What is the biggest difference between that version and this version, besides the fact that this version has a national championship ring?
I think the biggest difference, Gary, is that he knows his own sometimes worst instincts in terms of, hey, I want to do it that way. I know I can't do it that way because either the message won't get through or it will not get the outcome I want it to deliver. And so I think, look, I always thought he was much smarter than a lot of people thought he was because you see him, his head's the size of a beer keg. He's got that thick Cajun growl. You know, he's a D-line guy. I think a lot of people just looked at him like he was this caveman, and they didn't realize how people smart he actually was. And certainly I think some realized he was – had a very good eye for talent and everything like that. But the thing that I think, you know, he's really grown from is because he's seen all his own failures, and some of them were pretty spectacular at Ole Miss, but also he learned, you know, he was Lane Kiffin's right-hand man at Tennessee and then at USC. So he saw some of Lane's failures as a head coach early on, and he learned from those too. And I think he honestly – you know, he wouldn't say this as just like this, but I think he learned from Les Miles' failures as well. And I know he did in terms of how he manages things and everything. So I think a lot of times, you know, this came up in conversations we had working on Flip the Script, was he would be like, yeah, Ole Miss Ed Orgeron probably would have done that. And I know I can't do it that way. So I'm going to do it, you know, like, and I think that's the biggest. I mean, there's been a lot of changes that he's made, but I think that's the biggest difference.
Can you speak to how unique it is, his story? Because as he was marching to a national championship last season and really, recording what it, I think, can reasonably be called one of the best seasons for any college football team ever, if not the best season for any college football team ever, I started brainstorming a little bit, trying to come up with a college basketball equivalent. And I really couldn't find an example of somebody who was such a failure at their first job, who was almost considered a cartoon character, and then you fast forward X amount of years, and they are on a stage in a sold-out stadium holding a national championship trophy. Like, this does not happen often to flip the script as much as Ed has been able to do it. Can you speak to just how unique and unusual it is to do what he's done?
Gary, it never happens to this degree. And you're just talking about the football aspect of it. I mean, as we're working on this and I'm working on the introduction to the book, you know, I was explaining it to somebody and I was like, never in the history of football at any level has any other coach experienced the lowest of these lows and the highest of these highs. I mean, because I'm not just talking about failing spectacularly at Ole Miss in those 3 years. I mean, keep in mind, he was an assistant coach who rose up the ladder fast. He was at Miami on Jimmy Johnson's staff where they're winning national titles, and he's coaching up Warren Sapp and Cortez Kennedy and The Rock and all these larger-than-life personalities. And he realizes that he has a real problem with alcohol, and it's something he can't handle. So all of a sudden, he loses his job, and he has to go to rehab. And there's this, you know, I referenced this a little bit ago. It was like, what am I going to learn that I didn't already know? He told me a great story about John Lucas, you know, the former NBA star. And John Lucas had a treatment center. And he said, I don't know how, but I got the number for John Lucas's treatment center. And he goes, I called. And they said, I said, you know, I'm a football coach. I just lost my job. I've lost everything. And they said, sir, do you have insurance? And he said, I do not. And they basically said, sorry, we can't help you. 5 minutes later, the phone rings again. It's John Lucas. Can you get here tonight? And his father drove him to Houston. And he gets there. He spends, you know, about 2 months there. And he said, you know, he learns a lot of valuable life lessons, not just for dealing with certainly addiction, but those things carry over in a profound way. And that's why I think he has been able to be a lot more introspective and honest with himself than almost than most coaches, at least football coaches I know, are willing to be. But at the end of it, he said, John Lucas never asked me for a penny. Which is like pretty remarkable, because it's not like he had John Lucas and he had any kind of pre-existing relationship before, and that changed his life. And so that part of it, from having to now all of a sudden, instead of being the, you know, the hot assistant coach in Miami winning championships, he's back home in South Lafourche in his parents' house, living in the same room with the Little League trophies on the, you know, up on the dresser. I mean, that's his life, thinking, I blew on everything. And then he gets back in, and then he gets the obviously gets the Ole Miss job. It doesn't work. He goes to he ends up working his way up. He gets the he gets to be Lane's assistant. USC comes open, and not only does it come open, Gary, it comes open. Usually interim guys in football get one or two games. He gets almost a full season to prove, hey, I've learned from everything. I am the different guy. Then somehow he gets on at LSU, and instead of, and I don't know if you remember this, but LSU was primed to fire Les Miles like late in the year in 2015. They are going to fire him right after the Texas A&M game, but there's such a support for Les from the team and from the fans. They play their hearts out. They beat A&M. Les saves his job. There's no coaching search that happens from there. Instead, it goes on to the beginning of the next year where then they end up firing him. And here's Ed Orgeron getting another full interim shot to prove himself. This doesn't happen. This just doesn't, you know, this is freakishly abnormal to have that kind of story arc. And then to go win a national title, to beat Nick Saban, and I mean, and look, I know there's a lot of Ole Miss fans on this. A lot of them will remember the game where the first time he coached against Nick Saban, it was early in Saban's Alabama tenure. And there's this crazy play where it looks like Ole Miss is going to come back and win the game. And there's a call where Shea Hodge catches a ball in, you know, in the red zone, a long pass at the end of the game, and it gets overturned. And everyone's like, how can you overturn that? Just like, it's one thing if it was the rule was what it was, but it was that was the game where, like, fans were throwing stuff. There was, like, a red high-heeled shoe thrown on the field in disgust. And, well, you know, all of a sudden now he comes back, whatever it is, 13 years later, and beats Nick Saban. And one of the plays that was a key play in getting them going was a ruling on the sideline that gets overturned, you know, whether the guy was forced out or not. It was just like crazy symmetry in there. It's just this story you can't make up.
It's really good stuff. I'm talking to Bruce Feldman, a college football reporter for Fox Sports. New book out today focuses on LSU coach Ed Orgeron. It's called Flip the Script, Lessons Learned on the Road to a Championship. You can buy it anywhere you buy books, including Amazon.com. One more thing on this. Obviously, they lost a lot. In the quarterback, the offensive genius, I'm talking about Joe Burrow, Joe Brady, and now off to a 2-2 start with losses to Mississippi State and Missouri. There are some who will explain it by saying, when you lose all of that personnel, this is what happens. There are others who will say, Ed is going to be a guy who won a national championship when he caught, for lack of a better phrase, lightning in a bottle with an offensive-minded genius and an all-time great quarterback. And now the struggle, to the extent that he had struggled before, might seep back in. How do you balance those two things?
Look, I don't doubt that there was, like, last year was the perfect storm of everything. But keep in mind, nobody was looking to hire Joe Brady until Ed Orgeron found him.
Right.
You know, Ohio State didn't want to play Joe Burrow. Ed Orgeron saw something in him that other people, you know, they had to beat Cincinnati to get him. So I think for the people who think, all right, now all of a sudden he's going to go back to being 6-6 or something, like he was a .500 coach. I mean, look, it wasn't like they went went 7-5 the year before, and then, you know, they got better and better and better. I think this year for them, because as you said, they basically had to replace almost every starter on the team. It wasn't just Burrow. It's like Clyde Edwards-Helaire and a bunch of other guys, and they have their best receiver opt out, Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, that's a lot of firepower they lost. So I think they'll still, you know, they still have good young talent. I think this will be a year where it's definitely a rebuilding year. I think if they go 6-4 at this point, or even 5-5, I think, you know, people are going to go, whoa, that's a big drop. And it would be, but I think given you lose like almost every starter you have, I don't think it's entirely surprising that they are in rebuild mode. But I think this is the nature of this, you know, the whole element of dealing with change and adapting. Like, in a lot of ways, the whole narrative of flip the script is kind of where he's at right now. You're dealing with, you know, half a staff coaching turnover. Some guys, either Dave Aranda gets a head coaching job or Joe Brady goes to the NFL. You've got, obviously, you have to replace Joe Burrow, and now all of a sudden your starting quarterback, who's the heir apparent, he's out, and so now you're playing a true freshman, T.J. Finley. I think the thing that, you know, the takeaway is just, hey, this is a guy who is very, very experienced and very savvy with kind of rolling with change, and he seems to figure it out. It may not happen overnight, but that's kind of been the track record, it seems.
I'm talking to Bruce Feldman. The new book is called Flip the Script, Lessons Learned on the Road to a Championship. Just a few college football things before I let you go. At Wisconsin, Graham Mertz had an incredible week one for the Big Ten performance, 20 of 21, 248 yards, 5 touchdowns. He has now tested positive for COVID-19. And based on the Big Ten protocols, he is quarantined for 21 days. Like, he's out for a while. I will never blame anybody or any conference for erring on the side of caution, particularly with a virus like this. But there's no denying that the Big Ten is being more careful than the other leagues. How is that playing with Big Ten coaches?
Gary, I actually asked Paul Chris that question yesterday, the Wisconsin head coach, because it's exactly what you just said. I mean, he's going to be out a minimum of 21 days. And Paul Chris had said, hey, listen, you know, I was part of those discussions, and they're going to be cautious. And if this is what their medical experts and their chancellors and presidents were comfortable with, feeling like this is what it's going to take for us to come back to play football again. And keep in mind, you know, this pandemic, I mean, if you look, especially look at Wisconsin, I mean, the numbers coming out of there, not just of cases, but of deaths at this point right now, are pretty alarming for a lot of people. So I think that, you know, with that as a backdrop, because nothing happens in a vacuum anymore, certainly, I think that has made it, you know, that much more of a sensitive issue, right? And so what their difference compared to the other conference is if you get the confirmatory PCR test, which after he had the positive, at least in Graham Mertz's case, the positive antigen test, and then he has the second test that is deemed, that's the one that's like, okay, he's got to be out a minimum of 21 days. Well, after 10 days of isolation, then he goes through a battery of cardiac tests. And then if he is cleared by a cardiologist, then he gets to basically condition for like about a week to try to see if he can get back up to speed to get on the field. And I just think this is the reality that the Big Ten and the leadership of the Big Ten is most comfortable with. And look, if they're playing their four-string quarterback, which it sounds like they may be reduced to right now this weekend, even if they can play against Nebraska, I mean, this is kind of it's going to be the new norm for the Big Ten in 2020, and I think they're just going to choose to roll with it.
Last thing before I let you go, the University of Memphis is playing Cincinnati on Saturday. Cincinnati is 4-0, ranked 7th in the AP poll, coming off a victory over SMU. Do you have a sense for whether Cincinnati is a legitimate top 10 team or just a team that's ranked in the top 10 right now?
Gary, I think they are a legitimate top 10 caliber team. You know, if you told me the Cincinnati Bearcats were going to get to play in the Big Ten West right now, I'm not sure I wouldn't pick them to win the West. They have a ton of speed on defense. They're really good on that side of the ball. Their quarterback, Desmond Ridder, is a physical dual-threat quarterback. They got speed. They're well-coached. I think they're – if you told me, are they one of the 15 best teams in the country, I'd say absolutely. Top 10? Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think they're better than almost everybody in the ACC with the possible exception, you know, certainly of Clemson. After you get to Clemson, you know, then maybe are they better than Notre Dame? Probably not. But I would choose them over a bunch of these other schools in the ACC. I mean, I don't think people give them enough credit for how many athletes they have on the defensive side of the ball. And they've been building to this. So, you know, don't take them lightly. I mean, we'll see what Brady White can do against him. He's obviously really talented and has a ton of experience. So, you know, I give them a puncher's chance to keep it interesting. But this is a really good team they're going to be dealing with.
That is Bruce Feldman, college football reporter for Fox Sports. New book out today called Flip the Script, Lessons Learned on the Road to a Championship, focusing on the story of Ed Orgeron. You can buy it anywhere you buy books, including Amazon.com. Bruce, again, congrats on the book being published today. I can't wait to get my hands on it, and I appreciate you being here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Gary.
All right, buddy. That's Bruce Feldman from Fox Sports. Again, the new book called Flip the Script, Lessons Learned on the Road to a Championship. You can find it at Amazon.com. When we come back, Bennett tried to tell me yesterday that the Bears were not going to be able to do anything offensively against the Rams. Do you think that prevented me from taking Bears over 19.5?
All I can do is try.
You did your best, Bennett.
Yeah.
You tried to talk to me. I didn't listen. That's been one of my issues throughout my life.
We'll get them next time.
People try to talk to me. I don't listen sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes I just don't listen so well.
It's all right.
You tried to tell me. I didn't listen so well. So the Bears were awful, absolutely embarrassing. And then you have a bit of a controversy coming out of the game because Brian Griese, who's working on Monday Night Football, said some things that you're probably not supposed to say live on national television. We'll get into that. I'll play the audio for you next. You're listening to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel's America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using the promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. I downloaded mine, got my 50 bucks. We are right around the corner from sports betting being launched in Tennessee. So get the app and enter the promo code. It's Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
2020 has already been scary enough. This weekend on 92.9 FM ESPN, Scary Good Sports. Saturday, Mississippi State taking on Alabama, the Crimson Tide. Coverage beginning at 6 p.m. live on 92.9 FM ESPN. Sunday, NFL Titans and Bengals at noon.
Memphis in the Mid-South, smart speaker sports station. Simply say, play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
Hey, it's Brad Carson for my friends at Old Dominic, a proud hometown partner of our Memphis Tigers, located in the heart of downtown Memphis with a 150-year-old story that's been revived and ready to be shared. And you can get all the info at olddominic.com on the one-of-a-kind spirits made right here in the Bluff City. Ask your favorite spirit shop where you can find Old Dominic products, enjoy them during the game. And you can also follow Old Dominic Distillery on Facebook and Instagram for more news and info, like the brand-new Hewling Station whiskey there. It hits the shelves just in time for football season and cooler weather. These small-batch whiskeys are perfect for the seasoned whiskey drinker, whiskey newcomers will love them too. You can enjoy them neat over ice or in an old-fashioned whiskey cocktail. Set the bar with Hewling Station from Old Dominic this football season. Plus, try Old Dominic's Memphis Vodka, the Formula Number 10 gin in their Memphis Toddy, which is perfect for football weather. Just like the Tigers, Old Dominic spirits are 100% pure Memphis. That's Old Dominic Distillery and Old Dominic spirits, 100% pure Memphis. Share a sip from your hometown brand this football season and go Tigers go. Old Dominic encourages all fans to share a sip responsibly.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, excludes ACQ fee, $10,000 per year, 20 cents, excess mileage, $6.50 acquisition fee, Forte ME275992, MSRP 20,510, Sol L706-3372, MSRP 21885, K5MG003199, MSRP 25725, K900, MSRP 65610, L602697, L602120, includes all rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax final license with approved credit, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 11-1-2020, dealer stock only, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details.
Where can you find best mass market branded initial quality 5 years running for Kia with J.D. Powers? We gossip and gossip Kia on Mount Moriah. Take your pick. 2021 Kia Forte or 2020 Kia Soul. $149 a month lease, 36 months. 2021 Kia K5 beats Toyota Camry with more passenger cargo headroom and legroom volume, plus a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. $189 a month lease for 36 months, all just $31.49 due at signing. Plus 2020 K900, $10,000 off MSRP. So come get happy, happy at Gossett Kia, 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, our arms are wide open to the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, Space Force, and the DoD. All are welcome to join, whether you're active duty, a veteran, or if you have family who have served. We've always got your six. That's why members earn and save $361 more per year by banking with us. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA. Visit NavyFederal.org. Dollar value based on 2019 study by Navy Federal.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. Get all the right ways on the road.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Godzilla, this Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the card dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the card dealer. The last temptation of Mike, but I'm a God digger. Tell me as a Bob that the God don't need a job, and if I did, the oligarchs would be missing murder.
Have you heard legal sports betting is coming to Tennessee soon? Very, very soon. Understandably, it might have slipped under your radar, but sports are back, and the best way to get in on the action is with DraftKings. DraftKings is bringing their experience as a leader in daily fantasy sports to the sports betting world, and they've created America's top-rated sportsbook app, DraftKings Sportsbook. It's on my phone. It should be on your phone. Right now, everybody who registers getting a free $50 bet to use once DraftKings Sportsbook is fully operational in the state of Tennessee. So download that top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and make sure to use code WMFS when you sign up. That's WMFS. And if you sign up right now, you're going to get a $50 free bet to use once mobile sports betting hits Tennessee. That's code WMFS. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and you want help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Jeff Cargan's going to be here a little after 5 o'clock, but right now I got 4 stories I'd like to discuss.
4 notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's 4 notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
So yesterday during dinner to go, I was like, what's the biggest game? And I said, I guess it's Monday Night Football.
football. You know, we don't have a World Series game tonight. Mm-hmm. I guess it's Monday Night Football. Rams and Bears. And Bennett was like, I don't really care. I'm like, what do you mean you don't really care? You're supposed to be football Bennett all mm-hmm. fired up.
That's right.
You know, Gaskowski misses one stupid field goal at the end of a game. Now you don't care about football anymore.
Yeah, right.
So I'm like, what are you talking about? You don't care. And Bennett said, I just don't think the Bears are going to be able to do anything against the Rams offensively. And I was like, I don't know. I was just trying to move on and get out of here. Mm-hmm. You know, say rep your hood and go home. I was tired of being here.
Sure.
And so I didn't, maybe I didn't listen close enough, but sure enough, they didn't do anything offensively.
No, their touchdown was probably a defensive touchdown.
You were probably more correct than you even thought you were going to be.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that when I said they weren't going to do anything offensively, I didn't know that that meant literally anything.
Nothing. Yeah. They were so bad. Nick Foles was 28 of 40, 261 yards. He had two interceptions, zero touchdowns. Bears offense had zero touchdowns. The only touchdown was a fumble return for a touchdown. Those defensive guys, those poor guys, like, they were on the field all night long.
Dude, and it was, yeah, I would have been so frustrated if I was them, because even, like, when the game was already out of hand, like, those dudes were still getting fired up. They wanted to, you know, they were trying to hold the Rams, like, just to keep it competitive, and they were getting fired up, and the game was already over. Like, I'd been so pissed.
Like, if you're a defensive lineman, how at some point do you not go try to fight one of your offensive linemen?
I know.
Like, at some point, you got to go, man, now listen, how do we score more than you? We're on the defensive side of the ball. How do we score more than you?
I mean, they still got
to. We played 60 minutes tonight, and we scored more than you. How is that possible?
They got a good record. Listen, it's coming if it keeps going this way.
They got a 5-2 record, but they are a -2 point differential. 5-2 record, but they've scored fewer points than their opponents this season.
Yeah.
They were 4-14 on third downs last night. They were 0-2 on red zone trips. They are now 27th in the NFL in points per game, 29th in red zone scoring, 30th in third down conversions. Nick Foles stinks. Do you think they go back to Trubisky?
I think that they wait until it really starts teetering. Like, when that record gets closer to 500, I think they could, yeah.
At least Trubisky can run around some.
Yeah, and it's so like, I know I've seen a lot of people say this over the
past.
And you
better be able to run around with this stupid offensive line.
I've seen a lot of people say this. And, like, who knows? I mean, I think that their offense is limited just because they don't have, like, a great offense with great players necessarily. But, like, dude, Anthony Miller probably gets targeted twice a game, and I swear to God, that dude makes a play every time they throw the ball to him.
He had the one-hand catch last night. That was awesome.
Yes, it's just, like, insane that they don't try to find a way to get the ball in his hand. Like, it's like they just ignore him for most of the game. Every time he gets a target, he produces.
So the controversy coming out of it is at some point in the fourth quarter, you know, it's a garbage game, and the Bears are terrible, and Brian Griese, who does color on Monday Night Football, is talking about the Bears' offense or lack thereof and explaining how Nick Foles, which if you're watching, it's crystal clear, doesn't really have time to do anything. And he's talking about it based on a conversation that he had the day prior with Nick Foles. Here's what he said.
We were talking to Nick Foles yesterday, and he said, you know, sometimes play calls come in, and I know that I don't have time to execute that play call. And, you know, I'm the one out here getting hit. Sometimes the guy calling the plays, Matt Nagy, he doesn't know how much time there is back here. And so that's something that they have to get worked out.
So then in the post game, Nick Foles is asked about it. Matt Nagy's asked about it. And I've heard some debates today about whether Brian Griese crossed a line or not. And let me just settle that debate for you. He 100% crossed a line.
There's no question. That no quarterback would say that unless they thought it was in confidence.
No quarterback would say that.
No.
Like the way this works, because I work sideline on college basketball games for CBS Sports Network. So I am morning of a game, typically in both teams' walkthroughs, and then we sit down with both coaches, either in the locker room or their court side. And we spend anywhere from 10 minutes to sometimes 30 minutes with the head coach. And honestly, like, Penny's one of the best. Penny will come over during the walkthrough when I work Memphis games, and you can ask him anything, and he just talks. And it is understood in these meetings that, especially, I would assume, at the professional level, when you're not dealing with quote-unquote student athletes, but either way, it's understood that when you are talking to these people, they are trying to be candid with you in a way to provide context to what it is you're going to be talking about for 3 or 4 hours on television, in basketball, 2 hours. But they are not to be quoted on sensitive stuff in the way that Brian Griese quoted Nick Foles last night.
Yeah, like you know when someone says something like that, that like
it's just awful you don't say it.
You can tell if it's the interview or you can tell if it's just two guys talking. Like when you're the interviewer, right?
Ew, it's how about this? So I want to leave Penny out of it because I don't want it on some message board. Gary Parrish said Penny said this, so just forget it. We're not even talking about him. But like let's say I was doing a Kentucky game, okay? And I'm talking to John Calipari. Mm. And I said, so, you know, John, so-and-so, you know, I've noticed the production is down. Minutes are down. Like, what's going on there? And if John said, listen, just soft. Just soft as can be. I mean, we are pushing him and pushing him. But, like, he don't want to play. Like, he's just soft, and you can't get anything out of him. And at some point, I got to look somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we go into that game, and they come to me, and I said, well, we were talking to John Calipari earlier, and he said so-and-so is just the softest player. Like, we wouldn't do that.
No.
You don't do it.
It's kind of just understood.
How about this? Earlier in the week, I was talking to a college basketball coach, and we were just talking. We were just talking. I'm not even interviewing him for a story. He called me to ask me about some scheduling stuff, and next thing you know, we're in a 30-minute conversation. And I asked him about a very specific player that he's familiar with, not somebody that plays for him, but somebody he's familiar with. And it just sort of came up randomly. I was like, oh, by the way, how good is so-and-so really? You've seen him. How good is he really? And the coach said, I don't think he's that good. Like, I know that you guys are giving him a lot of attention, but I coached against him. I'm just telling you, I don't think he's nearly as good as the people who've been talking about him lately think he is. All right? And so I said, okay, that's good to know. Like, I'd heard that from some other places, but I just wanted to bounce it off you as well. Because we were getting ready to do All-America teams and all this stuff. And the player we were discussing is somebody that I've seen, but not a lot. Because he's played for a bad team. And so the coach was like, he's just not very good. I mean, he's fine. Like, I'd take him on my team, but, like, he wouldn't be the star of my team. I said, okay, that's good enough. So then I put my All-America ballot together, and this person is not on it. Now, fast forward to this upcoming season. Let's say that I'm watching this team play, and that player's on the court, and that player's not playing well. I would never tweet, so back in October, I was talking to name the coach, and he told me that he didn't think so-and-so was very good at all. My phone would ring in 2 seconds, like, yo, what? I thought we were just talking. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? You don't do that. Anything that's sensitive like that, that you know will create a controversy, you can say it, but you can't attribute it. So what Brian Griese could have done is say, if you've noticed tonight, like Nick Foles has no time to get rid of the ball on a lot of these plays. And, you know, you have to question sometimes, if you want to say this, you have to question sometimes whether his play caller is putting him in a position to succeed. Because it's pretty clear, like he cannot sit in that pocket and let this play develop because he is getting smashed over and over and over again. And so if you're wondering why he's getting rid of the ball maybe a little more quickly than you would like, it's because he's getting hit mm-hmm. more often than he would like. You could say that. That's what that comment's designed to do. To let you understand, yo, man, I'm getting killed back there. And then you can talk about him getting killed back there. And you can explain why he's getting rid of the ball the way he's getting rid of the ball or why he's not comfortable. But you can't say, Nick Foles told me. You can say, this is what I'm observing based on what Nick Foles told you. But you can't say, Nick Foles told me. That is, it's not the worst. It's not a fireable offense, but it is crossing a line of trust that is understood in those meetings. And so, felt bad for Nick Foles last night. Like, A, he's just getting his brains beat in on a football field.
No kidding.
And then, B, he's got to basically try to explain away why he was privately questioning his head coach in a meeting with the Monday Night Football crew, which isn't an easy thing to do. He did his best, but, like, he said what he said, and then he just tried to say last night while explaining, well, what I really meant was, or what I was trying to say was, but, like, he said what he said. He just didn't expect Brian Griese to then jump on television and repeat what he said and attribute it to him. I'm sure Brian feels awful about it, but, woo, like, you cannot do that.
Story number two.
CBS Sports released our
All-America teams earlier today for college basketball. And the first team is Luka Garza, Iowa, Ayo Dosunmu from Illinois, Cade Cunningham, freshman at Oklahoma State, Corey Kispert at Gonzaga, and who is Jared Butler at Baylor. Those are the five. And so I posted this over on the Facebook page, and a couple of people immediately commented, God, I never heard of these guys. Which is completely understandable, unless you have a job like I have. Like, I bet you half the people who work at this radio station couldn't tell you who Corey Kispert is. Could you?
No.
Okay, right. You don't know these guys. This is, people talk about the one-and-done rule and all of these other things about being big problems with college basketball. Let me tell you what the biggest problem with college basketball is. The year-over-year turnover of talent.
Yeah.
Best players in the country are almost never back in school. To that point, last year, postseason, we do three All-American teams. First team, second team, third team. 15 players. 15 players. Guess how many are back in school this year? One.
Luka
Garza.
Many.
Yeah. Luka Garza. They do not come back to school. No other mainstream American sport deals with this. Like, who are the best players in the NBA this past season? Giannis, LeBron, Damian Lillard, Luka. They'll all be back in the NBA next season and the season after that. The best players in college football. Who was it last year? I mean, Joe Burrow, obviously, but then he left school. I get that. But, like, Trevor Lawrence is back.
Yep.
Jaylen Waddle was back in college football.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.